Chapter 18, Do You Have the Courage to Be Rich? I'm constantly amazed at how the majority of the human race in a great country like America would rather spend their entire life being mediocre, swapping hours for dollars, taking little risk, playing not to lose, than going for the gusto and getting everything possible out of this short time we have on this earth. Is it fun to be you? If the answer is no, what are you going to do about it? Will your life continue to be mediocre and boring, or will you gain some guts and go for the gusto? Is winning big more important to you than surviving? Do you have the courage to become filthy, stinking rich? Look, I was a mechanic who barely cleared high school. No money, no credit, no training, no rich relatives, no simple plan to follow to success. It was a tough struggle where I invented the steps, incurring much pain, but I enjoyed almost every day of the struggle. I only have one regret. Why did it have to take so damn long? You're lucky. What took me 20 years to figure out has been put in an aerosol can so you can simply spray it on and have success overnight. With the easy-to-follow and simple plan I've created over the years, you get to bypass those 20 years and make it happen in one. Assuming, of course, you possess a few key ingredients. Number one, you gotta want to. If you don't, I can't help you. Number two, you'll follow the simple steps and do what you're told. Since that ain't likely, I'll settle for most of what you're told. Number three, you'll keep doing it until you fix what's broke and put it on autopilot and not listen to all the dream stealers trying to take your dreams away. Number four, you currently possess or somehow acquire enough guts, courage, to get the job done no matter what SOB tries to stop you, and they will. Some even have your last name. When I started, I didn't have much to work with, but I did have one thing I wouldn't swap for money. That's guts. Over the years, I think I've discovered what causes the gutlessness disease. I believe it's low self-esteem caused by very little success in one's life, or success followed by failure. This low self-esteem can only be cured by one thing: a series of small successes leading to larger successes. The only evidence of progress will be in the form of checks, followed by more checks, until guiltlessness is a thing of the past. You can listen to Tony Robbins tapes until your ears bleed, but without proof it will pass along quickly. Show me the money. Here's an absolute certainty. It's easier to develop courage when you ain't broke. Cash flow is king. When you can pay your bills, blow money on frivolous things, and still have plenty left over, you get to play to win, not spend your life playing not to lose. You don't need $1 million to live and feel like a millionaire. You do need strong cash flow, and I'd suggest you get it quickly, because you can. However, that doesn't mean you should spend every dime you get your hands on. If you want to buy all the junk you dream about, go ahead, as long as paying for it doesn't mean a zero bank balance at the end of the month. Get your cash flow up, and there isn't much you want that you can't afford. You can buy a $2 million home or a $100,000 car for your husband or your wife or you, and a boat, and live high on the hog for an outgo of less than $20,000 a month. If your income is $50,000 a month and a third of that goes to taxes, you still have a lot left over. Like the king of the hill, and past low self-esteem problems are fixed for life. Now get your income up to $75,000 a month and you'll really feel like the king. So you think that sounds far-fetched for you, eh? Well, it won't be if you have a little courage and decide you're worthy. Why is it okay for other people to get rich and not you? Are they any better or smarter than you? Do they deserve it more? Or could it be they just have more guts? $75,000 a month is only $900,000 a year. I know realtors, mortgage brokers, contractors, and carpet cleaners that make more than that. Show me a profession and I'll show you someone making $1 million or more per year with a lot less work than real estate that produces, and with a lot smaller profit spreads than these $500,000 checks we get on real estate. And that's residential. Don't even get me started on commercial, where the smallest deal I'll do is a minimum of $1 million. If you break down the $900,000 target and adapt it to your personal plan, market, and guts level, it should be easy to see it's only a handful of deals per year, and that doesn't include any other income you have, such as your job or your spouse's job or other businesses and so forth. It's just simple math. All businesses are math. If you're reading this and you haven't done your first deal yet, you may be trying to justify why it doesn't apply to you. Sorry, that dog won't hunt. It does apply to you, if you want to get rich. Every successful real estate millionaire began with their first deal. You ain't no different. If you haven't done number one yet, there's only a handful of reasons why. One, you're brand new. Okay, this excuse is only good for about a month. Or two, you haven't been trained. Well, why not? You know we can fix that as soon as you say yes. What's stopping you? Is it money? Bull. I didn't have any money when I started, and neither did thousands and thousands of my students who come into my system. Is it time? Baloney. What are you doing that's more important? Making a living? Oh, good. We need job slaves. They keep Walmart in business. If you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Or three, you're trying, but nothing seems to be happening. So what are you doing to screw up your business? And if you don't think the problem is you, grow up and accept the fact that everything that happens to you is your fault. There are only five steps to your success. So which one are you failing at? Locating prospects? Pre-screening them? Constructing and presenting offers? Follow-up? Or selling quickly? Most people who fail are dealing with suspects, not prospects, and don't really know how to tell the difference. This is easy to fix, but I can't do it in this book. It's called training. Another big mistake is not getting enough leads. That's impossible if you work on our program, because we literally provide them to you. Our virtual assistants hunt them down and send them to you. They come in your inbox every single day as a Gold Club member. Gosh, there's a business revelation. You can't deal with everyone. All businesses require pre-screening, and no business can deal with every suspect it obtains. You've got to learn to separate quickly the suspects from the prospects. Of course, there's another problem that lives lurking behind the scenes of some, far too many of my well-intentioned, most deserving students, and that's gutlessness. Locating the prospects, pre-screening them, and building a stock of leads 2 feet deep won't replace a lack of guts. So do you have the courage to be rich? If so, is it time to get off your butt and get a little uncomfortable for a while so you can live comfortably the rest of your life? A handful of your leads are good deals, and you know it. Are you looking for them or making excuses not to make contact? Somehow you've got to muster up the guts to call these sellers, and when you do, you'll discover they need you more than you need them. They're easy to talk to and eagerly await your call. They'll do almost anything you ask most of the time, and they're more afraid of you than you are of them. To get courage to exceed, you need cash flow. To get cash flow, you need deal flow. To get deal flow, you need to follow the five steps. Fix what you break, quit whining about the small stuff, and get in the game. To get in the game and win it, you need all the training you can get and quickly convert it to a movement. A little movement is better than a boatload of meditation. Last year and this were extremely profitable years for our students who chose to play the game. The payoffs were huge, as evidenced by their letters. Some are seen in this book if you want to get the hard copy. We have a whole building full of them. They're all over our walls in our building at Global Publish in Jacksonville, Florida. Come down and see us sometime, and you might see you up on the wall if you send us a letter. We call them our Walls of Fame. I see a very bright next year for those with a little courage who want to be rich. It's a great time to be in the business, so don't waste it on mediocrity. Welcome to the family. Dare to be great. And thanks for listening.